Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hi, this is Elle.
Yeah, hi, this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle show. I'm here, really. And then we have our Coco host, Coco Matthews, Coco Lenny.
Hi there.
Hi. We're going to also have our friend Jennifer Morgan
Jennifer
here, too.
Jennifer Morgan's in there.
Hi. Yeah, it's a party.
Woo-woo.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Let's see. Who's bringing the show to the to everybody tonight? We've
deja
got
vu.
Deja Vu.
Carlene's. Heavenly Donuts.
Heavenly Donuts.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Heavenly Donuts, they have a 24-hour drive-through and a walk-up window. Did you know that? And they're open 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day in the lobby. And you can get deliveries from DoorDash and Grubhub.
Mm-hmm.
First delivery is free, not the donuts.
Donuts aren't free.
Just the delivery. They have coffee. They have little breakfast items there, like little croissants. Carlene's, great food in the evenings. Oh, they have a Wednesday.
Oh, their food's amazing.
They have a Wednesday wine. What's it called? Wine something special? Half off wine, I think, Wednesdays. I don't drink. I don't know.
And happy hour.
Oh, okay. Happy hour. So, yeah. So, if you'd like
and
to call
Deja
in.
And the Deja Brew.
Deja Brew, the coffee shop at the Deja Vu. All right, so we are going to have a fun topic tonight, and we really would like to hear from everybody out there to chime in, call in. The number to call is 530-605-4567, or you can go to kcnr1460.com, hit the green button to listen to us, or go to the chat room, and I'm monitoring the chat. You can reach us there, or you can text to L's phone, which is
707-499-8999.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Or you can send a message to us on Messenger, Ask L or Ron Lim, or even Lenny, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Or Coco Mademoiselle.
Coco Mademoiselle.
Or you can send a text to Jennifer, too. Jennifer Morgan's
Jennifer.
In the
you
house.
You guys know Jennifer Morgan. You could text to her, too.
On Messenger or...
Yeah. Phone. All right. So... What is the topic tonight, Elle?
Well, tonight's topic is the nine things that...
Nine?
It may be 10, it may be 8.
999.
Yeah, we're just going to see how this turns out. But the nine things that men wish women knew about men.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Fun topic. Okay. So it's just things that men wish women understood, women knew.
Yeah, well... Well, that's a tough subject.
Is it?
Well, yeah.
Are you making my job hard tonight?
We need hours to talk about that.
I would think that
I
would need hours to for the other way around.
The other way around. I don't think that you need them.
Oh, man. You know what? I just realized I've got three women in here ganging up on me. Hey, Liam, I need your help over here.
I got you.
At least three to two.
I'm eating a cookie right now.
Okay.
So if you want, hurry
we
up
can
and
tell.
Eat your cookie.
We can tell you're eating a cookie.
Well, this is going to be one of those nights. I hope you guys are all listening out there. Okay, so what are the nine things?
Well, we're going to go over that. And, you know, I'm hoping that tonight's topic is really going to clear up some confusion.
Absolutely.
With men.
I'm sure it
with
will.
With dating and relationships and add to having a more satisfying relationship between men and women.
Well, us guys can learn all that in 45 minutes easily.
I mean, there's a lot more than nine, but this is really what I've narrowed it down to for tonight.
Will there be a test after this?
You're supposed to already know this.
I do.
This is
you'll
what
know
you... Right?
Well, you're a man, right?
Yeah, it's what
well,
he
last
knows.
Time I checked.
It's what he knows that he didn't know he knew, and he'll realize he knows it when he hears
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, see?
And he'll be glad
whatever
you know
she
it.
Said.
I like
yeah.
that.
You know it, you just didn't know you know it, and you're going to know you know it when you hear it.
Okay.
How's that?
Good. I understand.
So the first thing I'm just going to jump into that I hear a lot from men is that men don't get hints.
No.
They don't get hints. Mm-mm. I love that. Liam, you just jumped right in. Men don't get hints. And women talk in hints. Like we have the hint handbook. We talk with each other in hints and we drop little things and we know, oh, okay, the biggest one is... I'm fine. That's a hint. that you're not fine.
Yeah.
Men don't know what to do with that. So women are horrible about communicating in hints. Hmm.
But when you say you're fine, that's really kind of fibby.
It's not the truth.
There are loopholes.
Are you an attorney?
Yeah,
hold up. What do you want for dinner? I don't know. Can you guess where we're going for dinner? Bam. Is it Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
We're going to Chick-fil-A.
Perfect.
Can you guess where I'm taking you? Liam, that's classic. Genius.
That is a good one.
But you know what? I am going to talk about that since you brought it up, Liam, because it's one of my favorite topics to address, and that is that when a man asks a woman, where do you want to go to eat?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, what?
I don't care.
Deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker.
I mean, no, it kind of is.
Is it?
A little bit. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, because women are wanting to kind of accomplish the same thing men are accomplishing. You're asking her where she wants to go because you want her to say something that gives you a really good chance of making the date a success. Oh, she likes to go. She likes steak. I'm going to take her out for steak. You have a really good chance of succeeding, and that's what you do, right? Men like to play to win. But when a woman says, I don't know, what she's trying to do is she's not wanting to be complicated. She's wanting to show you that she's easy. She's not going to be hard, easy to please.
She's not sure how much money you
want
to spend,
That's a good point, too.
Is Taco Bell out of the question?
Taco Bell can be romantic.
Yeah, it could be.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe on a summer night.
Tell.
Out on the lake.
1 a.m., can't get to sleep.
Let's
get Taco Bell and eat it on the bed. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So you guys
that sounds like an event.
Make the decision when you ask us? Like, it's not...
I know where I want to go, I'm telling you we're going there.
Okay.
Or I might give you a few choices of places that I'd like to go, but only
Perfect.
If you...
But he wants
to
make you happy. He
I just
wants
want
to,
make
to
you
hear
happy.
What you like.
I like
it's
to
like,
hear
oh,
what
I want
you
spaghetti,
like,
or I'd like steak.
I usually start off with what kind of food do you want, rather than...
That's a good question.
What kind of food do you like?
Oh, I like it all. Do you have any favorite places? Yeah, it's a tough one, because a man wants to make the date good. He wants to be successful. He wants to know that he has a really good chance at pleasing you. Whose phone's on?
Not mine.
Oh, I better turn mine off.
I came from over there.
No, that wasn't mine, though.
That was a really good, I like that, Liam. Thank you for weighing in on that. So, you know, men basically are just.
What's that?
I don't know. What was that?
Are you a man today?
I'm reading my notes wrong.
So, apparently, ladies, they want us to be honest.
Yes.
And speak up.
Yes.
Because I know my son says, it's frustrating, Mom.
Who's that? Somebody's phone is on.
Guys, just hold on for the ride. Tonight's bumpy. Can we silence our phones now?
Mine's off.
Okay, so, you know, men are not wired. Men are oblivious by their own admission and not typically tuned in the way women are. Women are tuned into details. We pay attention to details. We have the code book on hints. And the average woman is really good at picking up on little things. We're paying attention to, we have to. We're raising, you know, we're designed to raise kids and pay attention to all the little details, but men are not. So men do not get hints. They want us to know that they do not get hints. Please do not talk to them in hints, because they feel like now there's a really good chance they're going to fail at figuring it out, and they don't want to fail. They want to succeed. So just speak it to them straight, and here's...
No hinting.
Here's something that I share with people that I'm coaching, is that this can apply to a certain set of circumstances, such as if a woman has something that's bothering her and the man says, what's wrong? Here's a really good rule. Keep it simple. If you go into paragraphs, his eyes are going to glaze over, they're going to roll back in his head. But if you keep it simple and say something like, I'm feeling sad. The first thing he's going to want to do is, what are you sad about? Because it's so important for him to want to see if he can make that better. Because when you're feeling pain, he's feeling pain, and he wants to make that pain better. Or you can say, I'm feeling mad, same thing. What are you mad about? Keep it short, keep it to the point, and chances are you're going to get some resolution around it and maybe even a conversation that's going in the right direction. So here's my words. Sad, glad, mad, or scared. Just keep it simple. I'm feeling glad, I'm feeling sad, I'm feeling mad, I'm feeling scared, or I'm feeling a combination of those. Okay?
All right. I like that.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay, so that's helpful. So mm-hmm. Number one was that men don't, they want women to know they don't get hints. And how are we going to get through these? It's time for a commercial break already.
Yeah, it's getting right there.
Yep. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be right back.
2 and 2.
Friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hello, this is Elle, and we are back.
And this is co-host, oops, this is co-host Ron Lynn. And we have dancing over here, Coco, Lenny Matthews, Coco.
Hi there.
Hi there. And Jennifer Morgan, our
Morgan.
Good friend here. Sorry about that. I was thinking Matthews for some reason.
Because of Lenny.
That's Lenny. Her. Oh, yeah, that's you. Okay, hey, welcome back to the Ask Elle show. If you would like to call in, we'd like to hear from you on the topics we're talking about and get your input at 530-605-4567. If you'd like to just listen to us, go to KCNR1460.com and hit the green live button to listen. Or you can go to the chat button and chime in on the chat. I'm watching that. And our show is brought to you tonight by Carlene's. Wonderful food there. And a full bar. And Deja Vu. Great breakfast. And Deja Brew. Okay. Deja Brew. And Heavenly Donuts. Open 24/7 at the drive-thru. Hold on, we're having a little technical difficulties. Heavenly Donuts. Great donuts. Sorry, people, we're having a technical problem in the station here.
I think we should invite our listeners to go to our sponsors and mention that they heard about them on the show.
I think, and yeah, I absolutely.
And then that gives them a ticket to go to the Keto Donut Quarter,
corner.
Where you can lick and sniff, and it's low sugar and low carbs. Guaranteed.
Zero calories almost. Oh,
stale donuts, but what the heck.
Katie from Heavenly Donuts just texted me with, LOL, LOL. She must be listening. Hi, Katie. Sorry about that.
We're all crying.
Heavenly Donuts. Only place to go for donuts. Okay. And they also have great coffee.
I love that. The keto corner where you can lick yeah. one lick.
Katie, are you? Let me ask Katie, are you working on that for us, the keto corner? Let's see a shot.
Oh,
let us know. Okay, so if you want to text, you can text Elle at her number.
707-499-8999.
Or you can message me, Ron Lim, or ask Elle on Messenger. Okay, so where were we when we before we went on break?
We just finished number one. So
number one.
You know,
how many we got?
Well, nine, but we'll see what happens. So you know, tonight's show is on the nine things that men wished women understood or knew about men, and so we cover number one, which is men don't get hints. So number two, we're going on to, which is men like to get compliments too.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Men like to get compliments too. Usually it's the men that are doing the complimenting. Usually it's the men that are saying nice things
you
to
look
the
nice
women.
Tonight.
Yes. Which is wonderful and that's important. But they like to be praised. And that's a big word, but it's true. You guys like to be praised, for lack of a better
yes,
term, by the women that you care about, by the women that are important in your life. And so, you know, men want you to know that it's important. The reality is we all want admiration. You know, we all want to be admired from the person that we love. And of course, because this can be taken to a point of being unhealthy, where somebody constantly needs attention. That's a whole other thing. We're not talking about that. That's a sign of some other issue. But men aren't typically the one that are getting compliments.
Liam. Oh my God.
He spoke.
I am a producer.
Well, no, I mean, people are hardworking, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like, I mean, like, I don't need to be praised, but like, if you could recognize like
okay,
what I'm doing,
mm-hmm,
you know what I mean? Like my little mm-hmm projects. If you could recognize my projects, be like, good job.
Yeah.
Doing mm-hmm that.
Yep. Yeah.
Acknowledged. Admired. Yeah. And
supported,
yeah, because
definitely.
There's a point when you can pick up on somebody's flattery. Flattery is not what we're talking about here. Flattery is really not for the purpose of building somebody up. It's for you trying to get into their good graces. That's a whole other thing. It has a whole different feel to it. But we're just talking about legitimately, learning
like
how to compliment. Yeah. And listen, if you're a person that has a hard time giving compliments, a good way to get over that is just begin to start complimenting people you see in the supermarket. Hey, you look happy today. How's it going? How are you doing? You having a good day? You look happy.
Love your shoes.
Love your shoes. Well, yeah. Or whatever. Yeah. That's a good
one. That's what girls do.
Or your scarf, or your sweater, or your smile, or your hairdo. But yeah, start learning to just be able to, because a lot of women feel maybe too vulnerable. By giving compliments, they're opening themselves up to being vulnerable, is what I've heard. And, you know, there's an example that, you know, there's this gentleman who was tall, handsome, would go out and he'd get complimented, by all kinds of people when he would go out. But the one thing he didn't get complimented from was the woman that was the most important to him. And that's who he really wanted the compliments from. So, yeah, men like to be complimented. Okay.
They like affirmations on the good works they're doing, kind of like Liam said. They like to be recognized for things that they do. Also, not just like, you know, you're so handsome, but, you know, you're doing a good job at this.
Acknowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. That's really important. We all do. We all want to
yeah
be. We all want affirmations. So number three. And this is a delicate one because this is one that can be taken to the extreme by some men and or can trigger issues for women. But just because they want you to know that just because they hang out with their friends or the boys doesn't mean they don't love you. Doesn't mean they want to be away from you. Just because they're going to hang out with their friends doesn't mean that it's a rejection of you. Women can take a man's desire to hang out with his friends personally. And this is where I want to discuss disconnection, because a lot of women, we like to be connected. We like to feel connected. And if a man is going out with his buddies, she might feel like he's choosing them over her, but he's not. It's a completely different vibe. The man, it's a completely different vibe that a man has with his male friends than what he has with his female friends. If he's had these friends for a long time. A lot of guys do. They have their friends. They've had their friends for life. You know, when he's hanging out with them and when he's hanging out with the woman, two totally different things. Just because the vibe that he's wanting right then with his buddies doesn't discount the vibe that he wants to have with the woman, that's in his life. So, it's a different environment. Sometimes he just wants to hang out, go to the man cave. He wants to be with the men. And that's the thing about, men. Men are gonna wanna leave the cave. They're gonna wanna go out and leave the cave. Women, man, we love to nest and be in the cave and make the cave. We wanna influence the cave. For women, it's really important for us to be able to influence our cave, the inside, the environment. That's what helps us feel feminine. And the men, they're always gonna need that little bit of sense of adventure. So hanging out with friends,
They need testosterone. They need to hang around other men.
Yes, their testosterone.
We need talk, you know. Man talk.
Yeah, they need man talk.
Yes, we need man talk.
So if he's hanging out with his friend, but here's the thing. If a man's doing this to the point where he's neglecting the woman in the process, going out lots of different nights consistently, can't make time for you, that's a whole nother problem. That's not what we're talking about here. No. You know, we're not talking about a man that isn't making time for the woman, isn't making her a priority, isn't making the relationship a priority, wanting to go out all the time, that would be a problem. So a lot of times what women have is they have concern for how the man is going to behave when he's not with her. You know, and that's something you guys just have to have a discussion about. Like, hey, when you're out, and this is a rule that should be in all relationships. You make your relationship, if you're in a relationship, make it a priority. You honor it. You both come to the relationship bringing your best. So when you go out, you still represent, you honor that relationship. If you're not honoring your relationship when you're going out and you're not representing well, there's a problem there. And maybe time to reconsider if this is a healthy relationship to be in. So, well, we're moving right along now. We're already on number 4. So surprising, this might surprise a lot of people, but men want commitment too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, men want commitment too. Men who want something that's real, they hate the idea that men don't want relationships. They're getting a bad rap. They hate the idea that they're getting a bad rap, that there's a bad rap out there. There's the image that men don't want relationships. The thing is that men go through these developmental stages, and when men are young and in their 20s and they're in that developmental stage, they're really seeking adventure. It doesn't mean they don't want a relationship, but if they do have a relationship, chances are they're still wanting adventure. They're still wanting it to be fun. They're looking for somebody to have fun with. It's not that they don't want commitment. It's that they're not in the place in their life that they're going to make that permanent commitment. Doesn't mean that they won't get there. Just have to know that this is a time in their life when they're having fun, and trying to do everything that they think they need to do before they get to that point where they're ready for marriage. Doesn't mean they were not going to commit, though. A lot of women are expecting men in relationships to not want commitment, and so they're going into a relationship already sabotaging it, just with their concept around it. They'll settle for men. If you have the perception that men don't want to commit, if you're thinking that, oh man, men just don't want to commit, you're going into it, then you're going to settle for a man who doesn't want he's not going to want commitment. And there is a study that I found on Psychology Today that adult men and women are they're equally likely to want to marry. So men and women are equally likely to want to marry. It's just when that man is in that developmental stage.
Yeah, just to say, at what age are we talking about now?
Right, and men typically start to have that awareness of, man, what do I want? What corner of the world do I want to begin to carve out for myself? Where do I want to make my mark in the world? So usually between 27, 32, sometimes 35, men are beginning to go, okay, I want to carve out my part of the world. I want to make my stand, so I'm going to go out and fight my battles and begin to build my kingdom. And that's when they really start looking for a partner to do this with them. And so I'm going to pause right here because we're getting ready for a commercial break, and we'll come back to this in just a couple of minutes.
Okay.
JastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from JastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hello, this is Elle. We're back with
the Ask Elle Show. This is your co-host, her co-host, Ron Lim. And over there on the other side of the table is Coco.
Madam
Lenny Lowe. Matthews.
Thank you. Hi.
Lenny Matthews. And over here next to me is my good friend, our good friend, Jennifer Morgan. Ow, what are you hitting me for?
I'm your best friend.
Oh, my best friend, sorry. Oh, my man. BFF. We are brought,
I only got one.
We're brought to you tonight by Heavenly Donuts, Carlene's Restaurant, great dinner food. You wouldn't know. Well, not okay. Well, it is good food. I'm just saying.
I've heard great things about it. That wish I.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Every time I've gone there, it's just over
never,
the top.
Never a bad meal there. Great service.
I never get invited.
Well. Maybe you don't. Huh. Well, I guess maybe we should do something about that.
Yeah, Al.
Yeah, Al.
You could take me on payday.
Yeah, how about taking us on payday?
Okay.
Also, Heavenly Donuts are open 24/7, drive-through, walk-up window.
Keto Corner.
Keto Corner. Katie said that she texted. She says she's building it as we speak.
Day-old donuts, one lick, one sniff. And
no calories.
They're low-cal.
Low-cal. Okay, and she's working on that. And they also have breakfast croissants and stuff like that, along with great coffee, too.
Sounds
but
delicious.
Deja Vu has the Deja Vu next door for specialty coffees. They have a Captain Ron, by the way, if you ask for a Captain Ron.
I believe
Ron.
That.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. They don't remember how to make it, though. The number to call, if you want to chime in, we would appreciate that. I actually would like you to call in and tell us what you're thinking about this topic. Number is 530-605-4567. Or if you want to just listen, you can go to KCNR1460.com. Hit the green live button to listen in. Or even go to the chat room if you want. I'm monitoring the chat room. Or you can call or text. I mean, text L at her number.
707-499-8999.
Or you can message us on our messenger, Ask Al, Ron Lim, Lenny Matthews, Jennifer Morgan. They were all here. Okay, so, L, yep. What were we talking about?
We are discussing the 9 things that men wish women knew about them. And I'm going to flip my notes around here. So our topics have been that women give hints, men don't get it. Men don't get hints. Men like to get compliments, too. Just because men hang with the boys doesn't mean they don't love you. And number 4, men want commitment, too. And so I'm going to talk more about that. We were on number 4 when we went to commercial break because there's a couple things I want to say about this topic about men wanting commitment, too. Because people, you know, women are like, get a little kickback on that one. And, you know, the thing about men wanting commitment, we talked about before the break that when men are ready for commitment, and that's the thing. He may date you for a while, and you're going to get that commitment, but it has to be when he knows he's ready, which means he knows that he's done what he's wanted to do, he's gotten it out of his system, he's ready to throw himself into the commitment of being able to provide what he's going to need to provide for whatever that future looks like for him. It doesn't mean that
build
he's not.
Build his kingdom, have a family, kids.
Yes. Carve out his slice of the world. What's that going to look like? And the other thing I wanted to add to that is that the way that men and women fall into commitment is very different. So women fall into a commitment. In a sense, they fall into space. And what that means is that whatever space you give them, that's the space they're going to fill up. So if you're dating a woman and you like her and you invite her on a second date, she's going to feel excited that you're going on a second date. If you go on a second date and things are going really well and you say, hey, I've got this game that I want to go to over in San Francisco. You know, say it's August. There's this game I want to go to over in San Francisco in October. Are there games in San Francisco in October? I don't know. But then she's like, oh, he wants to do something with me in 2 months. And so she begins to be able to let herself go and fill up that 2 month space. And in time, when you start talking to her about, hey, next year, I'd really like you to go with me to meet my family. She starts filling up the space of, okay, he's looking at a potential. Wow. We're talking about next year. The more space you give a woman, the more space she's going to fill up. That's how she falls into love. What amount of space are you giving her to fill up? And the more space you give her, the more beautiful she is going to become, because the safer she's going to feel. She's going to fill up that space. She's going to be more of herself. She knows that you like her. She's feeling secure about how you're feeling about her, even if you're not necessarily talking about feelings strongly.
That's a good indicator, though.
However, there's a caveat with that.
Nope.
The caveat is, if you're trying her on in different ideas about the future, oh, I bet my mom would like you. Oh, I bet you'd be fun to go camping with. She's going to be filling herself into that space. Don't do it. If you're just trying her on, don't give her that space unless you really mean it. Because if you have to chop that space off for her and she has to pull herself back from that space, you'll never see that version of her again, or it'll be a very long time. She's not going to be vulnerable and go fill up space. So you'll see a very different part of her. And the way men fall in love, typically there's exceptions to all of this, of course, but typically the way men fall in love, it's not into spaces, it's in stages. Okay, so this went really well. I like this. We had fun. Let's do this the next date and see how it goes. And then let's do the next date and see how it goes. And let's do this. So men fall in love in stages. And then pretty soon, if he's been through enough stages, he can begin to see that he has a really good chance of making this woman happy and being successful in this relationship. Again, men want to win. Then he's going to start to fall. You'll hear a man say, I can see myself falling in love with you. That's a big deal. I can see it. He's beginning to see that. He still needs to go through a few more stages, but he'll say, you know, I can see myself, or I'm beginning to fall in love with you. And then when he says, I am falling in love with you, then you know that's a big deal to a guy typically. Now, you have game players out there. Sometimes it's hard to recognize them because they're doing – who was it that was in the studio that brought up future faking?
Christy.
Because men that are playing games can do this thing called future faking.
Yes, look for that. That's a big red.
Where they're promising you things.
The world on the second date. Maybe the first date.
Too much on your soulmate. They're future faking. Mm-hmm. That can be challenging because it feels so good and it feels so safe. And here we are opening ourselves up very quickly. And then, you know, you scrape your shoe wrong and suddenly they're not interested anymore.
Well, that's kind of love bombing.
Yes.
Right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Another. They make you feel beautiful. They compliment you right from the get-go. Mm-hmm. Everything about you is good and right and perfect. Mm-hmm. And it's to the woman, it's too good to be true. It's like, oh my gosh, this guy actually sees everything about me and loves it. Mm-hmm. And he's finally seeing me for me. But he's completely love bombing you, and then that's when he does the about face, and he either goes away or he starts doing real things and starts undoing everything he did. Does that make sense?
It does totally. Make sense. And but there are exceptions to that, and I'm going to say that there really are exceptions to that, and it's sometimes tricky to tell, but I think if you follow your gut and you pay attention to those red flags that show up with that love bombing and show up with that future faking, there's something in your gut that'll clue you in. It's so easy to overlook it because the love bombing feels so good. They're giving us a future. That makes us feel safe. Mm-hmm. That safety is the best feeling in the world. But there are men that genuinely mean it. My sister is a good example of that. They went on a first date. And that first date has never ended. They went on a first date, moved in together that night, and they've been together 30 years. So there are that happened with me in my marriage. Even though I was married 20 years, I'm divorced now. However, you know, our divorce wasn't a result of there was addiction issues, happy. And then you know, I don't want to blame it all on him because. What we couldn't address when the addiction issues came up is we couldn't address the other normal issues that needed to be addressed. It just circumvented any getting really to the real work. But we met. I knew him for just a couple of months as friends. Went on a first date. We were married 17 days later, stayed married for 20 years. And I honestly never, other than the addiction being just an unsustainable situation, it wasn't for lack of love. He wasn't abusive. He wasn't cruel. He had definitely situations that were so overwhelming to him, too overwhelming that his coping skills were required. Some way of managing it, his way of managing it was addiction. So there are exceptions to that rule. So enough about that. The next one is...
I love this one.
I do too. And I've talked to men about this, even though I'm guilty of, you know, the fake eyelashes, as you call them, caterpillars on my eyes.
Yeah.
Men really do think women are beautiful without makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a man say it this way, that makeup is best when it's used to enhance, not to transform. And so, I mean, we're really, I mean, I don't know if you guys watch, have any, an Instagram account or a TikTok account, but there are some incredible accounts on them where women don't even look like the same. They do not, they can even change their nationality by their makeup, the way that they look. Do not look like the same person once they've put makeup on.
It's kind of cheating.
Right?
Photoshopping and all
I
that.
Would think.
Filters. I don't think I've seen a picture of anybody anymore these days that isn't filtered.
My pictures mine aren't filtered.
I don't ever
filter mine. Ever. Well, I don't know how.
You guys are the exception then.
I would say not ever, but usually if it's a filter, it's because I'm doing something goofy with one of my kids.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about, I see a lot.
I have seen accounts like that. You go through picture after picture after picture, and it's filter after filter. Like, who is a real person? Well, men are catching on to this, and so who they're seeing on their social, you know, their social media is not who may be showing up at the dinner date.
No.
And so, you know.
You know, though, when Ron and I first started hanging out, he used to tell me when we would go places together that I need to put on my face and make sure I look pretty, because he didn't want to go out public with, you know.
I was just kidding. I was just kidding, you know.
But were you?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. You would say that. You'd say, you know what? I got to put my face on. I go, yeah, you need to do that. I would just go along with you. But I would never, I've never said that to you. Like, you need to fix your face.
Okay, we're getting the music, so we're headed into a break.
Are
we'll
we?
Stop right here and be back
fun.
In a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, this is Al.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Shell. Al. Man, we're having problems tonight. The Ask L Show. Somebody help me out with the Ask L Show.
Just Ask L.
Okay, We are.
And I'm Lenny Matthews.
And that's, oh yeah, I forgot. Co-host, sorry, Lenny Matthews.
Coco Chanel.
Coco Chanel over here. And Jennifer Morgan right here sitting next to me. Okay, we are brought to you tonight by Heavenly Donuts, Carlene's Restaurant, Deja Vu, along with Deja Brew next door. All great donuts at Heavenly Donuts, of course. Great meals at Carlene's.
And coffee.
Great coffee at Deja Vu.
Deja Vu is the best coffee.
But Deja Vu has a great breakfast and lunch menu.
Mm-hmm.
They have the best hot pastrami sandwiches, by the way.
Who?
Deja Vu.
Well, everything they make.
Hands down.
Yeah, good to know. You like their chicken fried steak.
Oh. Love the chicken fried steak and their eggs Benedict.
Yeah. I'm getting hungry. Carlene, we're going to call you tonight for some dinner. If you would like to call us, you can call 530-605-4567. We'd like to hear from you. Or you can listen in at kcnr1460.com. Or you can text Elle at her number.
707-499-8999.
Or we have been getting text and messages on Messenger tonight to ask Elle, Ron Lim, Lenny Matthews, Jennifer Morgan.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we broke, what did we, where were we?
Well, what we're talking about tonight is the things that men wish women knew. Men don't like getting hints. Men like getting compliments. Just because they hang out with their friends doesn't mean they don't love you. Men want commitment just as much as women. And men really do think women are beautiful without makeup.
So, less is more. And give the guy the opportunity to see you a little less made up so he knows what he's getting into.
Mm-hmm. day and age with the filters, you were talking about filters and we were talking about...
Well, that's what the weekend trip is all about, the first place.
Right? Yeah. Go swimming, get in the lake, get in the water. Men want to know what the heck they're getting into. They don't want to feel like they're getting tricked. Yeah.
Duped.
Yes. Okay, so the next topic is that men, honestly, don't always know how they feel. And so that's a big one. You know, men, they really don't always know how they feel. If you ask a man, a lot of times you say, hey, how are you feeling? Hungry? Cold?
Yeah. That what you mean?
You're wanting him to express his feelings. The woman's wanting him to express his feelings. Good and he luck, might man. Say, I don't know. I don't know how I'm feeling. There can be a lot of frustration around this, especially when there's moments when the women want the men to express themselves. And the reason why women want men to express themselves is because with women, that's how we connect with each other. We naturally express ourselves. For us, there is a self-soothing component. There's actually a chemical in our brain that it releases when we're talking with each other. So it's Ron's over here shaking his head like, what the heck?
Well, that would explain her.
Well, I think also,
busy
if
mind.
You know how your partner's feeling, really know, then you can take care of them. And that's one of my part of my love language is taking care of your heart.
Yeah.
How you feel.
Yeah. And so if your girlfriend is talking to you and telling you how she's feeling, and we as women know, we don't have to try to fix each other. We say things to each other like, oh, I'm sorry you're feeling that way. It's empathizing. If we jumped in and started to try to fix the problem, we'd be like, what's wrong with you? That's what guys do. We just don't. We don't try to do that. But women are communicating because that creates a sense of closeness. It's when women don't communicate that we know something's wrong. Mm-hmm. If we're given single syllable answers or we're not including you in
unlike
on the
us
details.
Guys,
yeah, you're only communicating details.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
You're right.
Well, we get each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And men really don't know how they're feeling or why a lot of the time. they don't know.
No, and that's because of the way your brain is designed. Your brain is efficiently designed for you not to be, for women, we, our emotions are driving the bus. And we get, you know, we get a lot of flack about that from guys. Ah, women are illogical, emotional, they don't make any sense. Which to a guy we don't, because when a guy is asking questions, he wants an answer to the question. Because he can't solve the problem on his own, and so he's like, okay, I can't figure this out, so what do you, you know, what size wrench do I use on this bolt here? Yeah, so men are asking, when men ask a question, they're getting to a point, or they're trying to fix a problem. Women, it is not, it's not like that. There is no point coming.
Yeah.
The problem is not going to be just one problem. There's 67 problems, and they're all coming out at once, and we can track them all. We can track them all. Women can track what that woman's saying about every single problem she's talking about, and we understand that she's just needing to get it out. And so what, here, getting back to the topic, is that what women do, and men do, is we expect that the opposite sex is going to communicate the same way that we do. And so when we say, what are you feeling, we expect you to behave over there, you two. We expect when somebody says, when a woman asks a man, what are you feeling, we're thinking, oh, he's going to tell me what he's feeling. We're going to have a chance to connect. We're going to get close. I'm going to feel good. And then the man's like, I'm fine. She's like, what?
We mean that.
That's all I get.
We mean
when
I'm fine.
Yeah, you do. Or,
but there's got to be, but what else?
And no, there is no what else. The man's feeling fine. He's not in that problem-solving space. He's not in that place in his brain where he's trying to solve a problem. So he's
so
not.
Different than when a woman says, I'm fine.
Yeah, when a woman says she's fine.
She's covering up.
Play dead, because she's not fine. Don't speak.
That's
don't
right.
move. Don't do anything. Play dead. She's not fine, and women know this about each other. If Lenny's like, how you doing, Francie? How you doing, Elle? How you doing, Jennifer? How you doing? Fine.
No, you're not.
Could we have a topic about that one night?
We could.
Just about all the threatening words you guys use?
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah,
that's part of
all
love language.
Of the ways that we communicate and what we're really meaning. We can do that. That's a great idea.
I think
maybe
that
we'll
would
do
be
that
fun.
Next week. Okay.
Love language.
Anybody
languages.
Out there listening, please let, get in touch with us and let us know what you think.
So when the man, when a woman's like, how are you feeling? And the man's like, I don't know. I'm not sure. The woman tends to take that as the man's being difficult. Mm-hmm. He's being difficult. You're behaving badly. You're purposely shutting me down. You don't want to get close to me. What did I do? And then suddenly you get from us the cold shoulder. Or you get some kind of behavioral something from us, and you have no idea what just went wrong. So,
fine, whatever.
Yeah, right. And a lot of times for men, it might simply boil down to he doesn't know how to express something because he hasn't processed it yet. Women have 7 language centers in their brain, and men have 1. So that ought to say it all right there. mm-hmm. So the man might not have processed it yet. A lot of times a man has to go and process, how did I feel about that? Okay, I need to go in and find that feeling. And then I got to think, what do I think about that feeling? And how do I want to express how I feel about that feeling? So it can be a long process for man. So working through something quickly in the moment is not second nature for men.
No.
For women, we can usually know what's bugging us, feel what's bugging us, tell you what's bugging us, problem solve what's bugging us, and have about 7 things all at once bugging us. And
we're like,
yeah, rapid fire. So men really do have to go away and think about how they feel. Wrapping it up.
We got a minute.
We have a minute.
Sure.
Okay, so I'll finish this up.
3 minutes.
Oh, we have 3 minutes.
Oh, 30 seconds. Sorry. Yes.
We have 30 seconds.
Wrap it up.
I thought I heard the music. Okay, so So for a man, he has to go think about what he's feeling, and he's going to struggle to put the pieces together in his head, even to know what he's thinking. So hopefully tonight's show has been enlightening, and so tune in next week for more great information on relationships. This is the Ask Elle Show.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.